I think every business owner would agree that taking the guesswork out of marketing would be a huge relief. In a perfect world, we would know exactly what to post to go viral, but life isn't always perfect, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what to post. The solution to your marketing challenges might just be the Clap app. The Clap app takes the guesswork out of what to post on social media by turning longer videos into viral-worthy shorter clips that you can share on social media. Using a special AI technology, the Clap app takes any video and creates a ready-to-publish TikTok, Reel, or YouTube short in just a click. I used to have a video editor who would edit my videos so they'd be ready to post on social media, but y'all, now I use the Clap app to create viral TikToks in an instant. The Clap app's AI technology can save you so much money and time when it comes to marketing. So click the link in the description for this episode to try the Clap app for free. Again, we have a special link down below in the description for this episode where you can try the Clap app for free. One of my goals this year was to read more books, but I had a hard time making time to actually read until I started listening to audiobooks. When I'm driving, taking a walk, or doing laundry, I plug in some headphones and turn on an audiobook, just like how I listen to podcasts, which has helped me read so many more books than I normally would. One of my favorite audiobook platforms is audiobooks.com. Audiobooks.com has over 400,000 audiobooks, from self-help books to romance novels. We have an exclusive link in the description for this episode that will get you access to a 30-day audiobooks.com free trial that comes with three complimentary audiobooks. So you can get to listening to that book on your wish list right away. I've read so many books this year that have helped me improve my business tremendously, all thanks to audiobooks. And also, y'all, listening to audiobooks has been a great escape from scrolling on social media and just watching so much TV. I've been trying to decrease my screen time, so listening to audiobooks has really helped with that. So yeah, make sure you click the link in the description for this episode to get a free trial at audiobooks.com. And I hope that audiobooks help you read more books like they have done for me, because I've really had a hard time just focusing and sitting down to read. So I hope y'all enjoy listening to audiobooks as much as I do. AI is a powerful, powerful, powerful technology you can use to streamline operations, reduce costs, and increase productivity. The possibilities for using artificial intelligence in business are endless. AI technology can significantly boost your efficiency. You're listening to the Solopreneur Hustle, a community that connects you with the resources you need to take the hustle out of solopreneurship. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a new Streamline Your Business Bootcamp that'll walk you through how to increase your income while decreasing the amount of time you spend working in your business. Subscribe to our email list today using the link in the description for this episode to get instant access to our free Streamline Your Business Bootcamp. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Hey y'all, welcome to episode 165 of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Woo, y'all, I had to take a little bit of a hiatus the past 3 weeks to do a little mental health break and refresh. I've just been going through a lot in my personal life. Me and my husband are in the process of building a custom house. Our house is about 2 months behind. We're living in an apartment temporarily. And I just really have just had a lot going on mentally with that process, and just life was lifing, but I'm finally feeling better and back to creating content. So thank you all for being patient with me. And I have some exciting episodes coming for y'all the next several weeks. I've batch recorded some solo episodes on topics that I'm excited to talk to you all about and explore. And our topic for today is going to be all about artificial intelligence and how we can use AI to reclaim our time. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, then I'm sure you've been hearing the term AI more and more frequently here lately. I feel like I'm hearing about artificial intelligence every time I turn around. Just yesterday, I was watching the news and they had a segment on AI. So today we're going to be discussing how artificial intelligence can be used to lessen our workload as a business owner. And AI is something that we can also use to reclaim our time and help to increase our productivity. So today we're going to explore what artificial intelligence can mean for us as entrepreneurs or solopreneurs. So if you're not familiar with the term AI, it stands for artificial intelligence, and this is a term used to describe how computers or machines can be used to perform tasks that are normally done by humans. So artificial intelligence performs tasks that normally require human intelligence. Now, I've quickly discovered, even through my journey as a solopreneur, that AI has the potential to really revolutionize how we do business and how we operate. For me, AI allows me to increase my productivity. It also helps me to maximize the time I have, the time and resources I have to put into my business. So today specifically, we're going to explore how businesses can leverage AI to improve their productivity and gain a competitive edge. Now, the idea of using computers or machines to perform tasks that normally require human intelligence is not a new concept. We're hearing about AI, artificial intelligence, more and more here lately, but this concept really isn't new. Just think, the self-checkout machines we use or registers we use when we go to the grocery store, that's a form of artificial intelligence. In the past, in order for us to check out at a grocery store, we had to have a human cashier. But now, I mean, if an entire store had only self-checkout machines, we wouldn't need cashiers at all. Maybe just, you know, a few cashiers to make sure all the machines are running smoothly. But generally, I mean, when it comes to grocery stores, cashiers are almost becoming obsolete. Even when we think about credit card processing, that used to be done manually. I think back to one of my first jobs in high school, when I'm from a small town, so I'm sure we were way behind in technology, but whenever our registers went down, we had to manually process credit cards, where we had this little machine that you swiped back and forth on the credit card and it took down the credit card numbers on a carbon piece of paper or something. It was a whole like old school process. But I think about that and I realize that even credit card processing now, it's all digital and it's by way of artificial intelligence. Now, other ways we've historically been using artificial intelligence in the past decade was in automating emails, automating social media posts and content, automating marketing ads. And I remember when I was in school, I would use these like websites where you could scan your papers to make sure you didn't plagiarize anything. So that's a form of artificial intelligence. And when I used to make citations for bibliographies in school, I used to use this website called Citation Machine, where you'd put in the link for your, wherever you got your blog or your article or whatever, and it would turn the link into a citation. And so those are just some examples of how we have used artificial intelligence in the past. But what I started to think about here recently, as these conversations about AI have started to emerge more frequently in the media, what I started to question or wonder was, what's so new or different about artificial intelligence tools now that are beginning to emerge? What's the big deal about artificial intelligence? We've had access to computers and robots and things that could do stuff for us, apps, I mean, all types of things. We've had access to this for years. And so I was really, and I was talking about this with my husband, I was just trying to figure out what the big deal is about artificial intelligence now. And what I've discovered in investigating AI personally, you know, looking for tools that I can use to make my business more efficient. Y'all know I'm all about earning more while working less.
I've discovered that AI tools today are much more sophisticated and powerful than they've been in the past. All right. I've been in the entrepreneurial space for the past 7 or 8 years. And it's interesting how when you get set in your ways, you're set on using the same tools and using the same things. And so I had just gotten stuck in my ways of how I did things until I discovered the power of artificial intelligence tools that are now emerging. So what I've learned is that AI tools can do a lot more complex things than what I even thought they could do. Like, I found an AI tool that could analyze my long form videos, like longer videos that I have recorded with podcast guests that have been here on the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. I could take a video and upload it to an artificial intelligence tool, like an hour long video. And that tool will actually clip my long videos down into 30-second clips that I could post as reels. They turn it into my, they add on my brand colors, even captions. And I used to pay people to do this. The tool will even reformat my video and turn it into the size that it needs to be for a reel or a TikTok. I mean, it's so cool and it sounds simple, but I literally used to pay people to edit my podcast guest videos and even my YouTube videos and turn them into social media content that I could use on Instagram, because when I'm recording videos, they're recorded in like a horizontal form, but I need them resized for them to be able to fit onto Instagram or TikTok, because now we're doing the reels. And so, to make a long story short, what I used to pay people to do in terms of video editing, I can now just upload it to an AI tool in minutes. It spits out like 10 reels that I can then use and post on social media. And so what I've discovered is that AI tools can analyze data and perform tasks in a fraction of the time it would take humans to do. Even in terms of audio editing, I used to pay someone to edit out all the verbal crutches that from my podcast guest interviews. Like if a guest would say like or over and over and over again, I always want my guests to sound as great as possible when they come onto the podcast so they feel proud about promoting their episode. And so I would pay someone to edit out my audio, to edit out all the verbal crutches. Now I can do that in seconds by way of artificial intelligence. I simply upload my audio to an artificial intelligence tool, and then I can, it'll transcribe my audio into a script. I can search for words I want to delete from the audio, and then it'll literally delete those words from the audio. Then I can re-download the audio, and now in seconds I have a full episode free of verbal crutches. And so those are just some examples of how powerful and efficient artificial intelligence tools can be. And I'll share with you all what I'll do actually at the end of this episode, or when I release this episode, what I'll do is post the links to some of my favorite artificial intelligence tools down in the description for this episode so that you have some examples. But as these tools continue to advance, I believe the possibilities for entrepreneurs with artificial intelligence will become even more vast. There's so much we can do with artificial intelligence. And so today I want to share some examples of how you can use artificial intelligence to improve your business. So here are 3 ways you can use artificial intelligence to improve your business. And I'll also share how you can get started with using artificial intelligence in your business to increase your productivity and maybe even save you some money.
I think every business owner would agree that taking the guesswork out of marketing would be a huge relief. In a perfect world, we would know exactly what to post to go viral, but life isn't always perfect, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what to post. The solution to your marketing challenges might just be the Clap app. The Clap app takes the guesswork out of what to post on social media by turning longer videos into viral-worthy shorter clips that you can share on social media. Using a special AI technology, the Clap app takes any video and creates a ready-to-publish TikTok, Reel, or YouTube short in just a click. I used to have a video editor who would edit my videos so they'd be ready to post on social media. But y'all, now I use the Clap app to create viral TikToks in an instant. The Clap app's AI technology can save you so much money and time when it comes to marketing. So click the link in the description for this episode to try the Clap app for free. Again, we have a special link down below in the description for this episode where you can try the Clap app for free. One of my goals this year was to read more books, but I had a hard time making time to actually read until I started listening to audiobooks. When I'm driving, taking a walk, or doing laundry, I plug in some headphones and turn on an audiobook, just like how I listen to podcasts, which has helped me read so many more books than I normally would. One of my favorite audiobook platforms is audiobooks.com. Audiobooks.com has over 400,000 audiobooks, from self-help books to romance novels. We have an exclusive link in the description for this episode that will get you access to a 30-day audiobooks.com free trial that comes with 3 complimentary audiobooks. So you can get to listening to that book on your wish list right away. I've read so many books this year that have helped me improve my business tremendously, all thanks to audiobooks. And also, y'all, listening to audiobooks has been a great escape from scrolling on social media and just watching so much TV. I've been trying to decrease my screen time, so listening to audiobooks has really helped with that. So yeah, make sure you click the link in the description for this episode to get a free trial at audiobooks.com. And I hope that audiobooks help you read more books like they have done for me, because I've really had a hard time just focusing and sitting down to read. So I hope y'all enjoy listening to audiobooks as much as I do.
So when you're getting started with using artificial intelligence, you want to first begin with thinking about what in your business is like taking up the most of your time. So in general, the best way to use AI is to focus on tasks that are time consuming and require a lot of analysis or data entry. Those tasks are usually a good fit for things you may want to delegate to artificial intelligence. For example, something like writing a blog. If you're not a writer who's cranking out blogs all the time, and you are uploading blogs on your website to maybe improve your SEO, you can use an artificial intelligence tool to write you an entire blog. And artificial intelligence tools for writing copy, for example, also usually have a plagiarism scanner to ensure that the artificial intelligence tool isn't plagiarizing someone else's work and getting you in trouble. And that was one of my concerns. I was like, ooh, I can use artificial intelligence to write blogs. Well, where is this robot getting this information from? You know, I don't know where it's coming from, but I've scanned blogs that I've written through artificial intelligence and they've checked out when I've scanned them through plagiarism checkers or whatever. So anyways, I say that to say that things like writing blogs, or if you do some sort of data entry for your business and you're always like sifting through data, you can probably use artificial intelligence to help you with some of those tasks. So if you don't know how to get started with AI, or you have no idea how to use AI in your business, I would say, one, start with thinking about what is taking up the most of your time, what is very time consuming, and consider, is there a better way I can be doing this? Just because you've always done it that way doesn't mean it always has to be that way. So think about what's the most time consuming and then go online and search AI tool to help with blank. And I promise you, there's probably something out there to help you with this. And think to yourself, this is a question I always ask myself. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you've heard this question before. If it's time consuming, if it's something that requires you to be detail oriented, if it's tedious, ask yourself this: is this something a robot could do? Is this like a mundane task that I have to do over and over and over and over again? And if I stepped out of the picture, realistically, is this something I could teach a robot how to do? If the answer is yes, then it's also something that artificial intelligence can step in and help you with. All right, so that is how to get started with using artificial intelligence if you have no idea where to begin and you have no idea what you can use artificial intelligence for, that is the thought process I use to help me kind of discern what I can use artificial intelligence to help me with and what may be a good idea to apply artificial intelligence to free up some of my time. Now, I want to get into the three ways you can use AI to improve your business. Number one, one of the most, I feel, important ways we can use AI to improve our businesses is to help us reduce costs and save time. If there's a task you're constantly doing in your business that you have to spend time doing that's very time consuming, then that's a cost because your time could be spent doing something else, right? And even if you're paying someone else to help you with that and you're not spending your time doing it, that's still money coming out of your business because you're paying someone to help you with that, and that money could be allocated towards something else. So artificial intelligence is something we can use to not only save money, but also save us time, right? So I use AI for things I used to pay people to help me with, like blog writing. I used to pay an assistant to write blogs for my website. And the whole reason why I was writing these blogs or having these blogs on my website was to improve my SEO. Now you can use AI to write full blogs, incorporating SEO or SEO friendly keywords that can help you improve your search engine rankings. If you want to come up higher in the search rankings on Google. So you don't even have to pay someone to help you with writing copy for your website now. Now, I will add that even when I have artificial intelligence AI tools write blogs for me, I still go in there and tweak them and make them my own so that they sound like something I would write and not something a robot would write. But it's definitely a great starting point for creating copy. And what I love about some AI copy tools that write blogs, for example, or that you can even input your like mood or the vibe you want the language of the post to kind of encompass, like, oh, do you want this to be playful? Do you want it to be joyful? Do you want it to be serious? Do you want it to sound scholarly? You know, you can even put in like personality traits like that, and the AI tool will actually write a blog that sounds like that voice, which I even think is really interesting and kind of scary. Like, wow, like, how is it creating a blog that even sounds like whatever voice you want it to sound like? I think that's so cool. So you can have artificial intelligence do tasks for you like video editing, audio editing, writing captions for social media, writing blogs. I mean, the options are endless. AI can even save you money in terms of fraud detection. I set up an AI tool on the back end of my website that will give me a notification that an order someone placed could potentially be fraudulent based on this person's activity online or on other websites. AI will give you fraud detection alerts for your website so that you know, is it really worth it to send this person this product? Are they going to do a chargeback, or can I just cancel the order, give them their money back so I don't have to go through any hassles, you know? So AI can save you money in that way. It can save you money by, you know, saving you time so that you don't have to pay people to help you with things. And maybe that can free up some of your time as well. So those are some reasons why you may want to consider using AI to save you time and or money. Here's the second way you can use AI to improve your business. You can use AI to give you a competitive advantage. Now, we know that chat bots are nothing new. I mean, for years, if you're on a website and you type in something to the online chat feature, oh, we're always online. We can always answer your questions. We have 24/7 customer service. Y'all know on websites like that where you shop, 9 times out of 10, wherever you're getting a response from at 3 o'clock in the morning on someone's website is probably a bot who's pointing you in the direction of an article on their website about how to solve whatever problem you're trying to troubleshoot. Y'all have seen those types of bots, right? But now we have more advanced AI-powered chat bots that can actually be used to interact with your customers in real time, providing helpful advice, and even personalized recommendations based on what feedback your customers are providing in the chat. So it's really like you're talking to a real person. And this can help to boost customer loyalty and satisfaction. So you can use automation by way of an AI-powered chatbot to boost your customer service efficiency. This gives you a competitive edge because maybe one of your local competitors isn't able to respond to customer service inquiries fast. And so, you know, they're taking 2 to 3 business days to respond. You can give an instant response. Doesn't that give you a competitive edge? And so improving the speed or consistency of your customer service is a big deal, especially in service-based industries. And even for a product-based industry, if someone needs your product fast, this can be a big deal. Now, if you get a high volume of orders and you have a hard time keeping up with customer service, and maybe this is a common problem in your industry that a lot of people are challenged by, if you can be that provider for that product or that service that is known for responding in an instant, that can give you a competitive advantage. I was just on Instagram, an influencer that I've been following for years, was offering a masterclass. And she put in her caption for where she was promoting the class, she said, message me if you're interested in signing up. And so I messaged her. I said, you know, hey, I'm interested in signing up for XYZ class. Instantly, I got a response. And I knew in that moment that she was using some sort of AI chat bot that would respond with a message about the course based on the keyword someone messaged her relating to the course. And so let's just say you're offering a class about how to bake a cake, and you put in an Instagram post, message me if you're interested in taking my cake baking course. You put that in a caption on Instagram. If someone messages you and says, hey, I'm interested in your cake making course, you can have a bot immediately send someone information about that course based on the keyword that they message you, cake baking course or baking or cake. You can have an artificial intelligence chat bot respond to your customer based on what they send. So if your customer uses a certain keyword, that gives the chat bot an indication as to what to respond to that customer. You can have all that set up through artificial intelligence. Isn't that so cool? So then you don't have to be, you know, stressed making sure you're answering DMs or answering emails. You know, you can monitor what the bot is sending to make sure that, you know, your customers are getting what they need. If the bot responds with the wrong thing, obviously your customer would say, hey, that's not actually the one I'm interested in. You know, I was thinking about something else. Then you will reply and say, I'm so sorry. That was an automated response that I have set up to make my customer service more efficient. Here's, you know, the correct thing. You can, you know, go in and correct something. But from my experience, what I've seen is that the AI chatbots are really efficient and they're very effective. Go online and look at some of the reviews of them. I mean, it's rare that they get it wrong if you set it up right on the front end, and you can even test them out. And so anyways, that's one way you can also improve your business using artificial intelligence, is by making your customer service more efficient and more consistent and more reliable, therefore giving you a competitive advantage. All right, now here's the third way you can use artificial intelligence to improve your business. By using an AI tool to help you with things like data entry or automation, for example, you can actually reduce human error. So last year, I set up an artificial intelligence automation that does some data entry for me for my continuing education business. For everyone that takes my online course, I have to submit their continuing education hours to the Board of Cosmetology by way of a spreadsheet. And so before I started using this automation tool, I was copying and pasting their contact information into a spreadsheet and then sending off that spreadsheet to the Board of Cosmetology. Now, here was the problem with what I was doing, the errors I was making when I was doing this manually. Sometimes I would mix up people's address and put them in the wrong cell, just moving too fast. And so then, you know, the wrong person is getting the wrong hours, the wrong thing has been documented. Then I have to backtrack weeks later when I noticed this error and correct it. And it was just creating problems for me. And so to make my business more efficient, what I decided to do was to automate this data entry. So when someone takes my course, their contact information is immediately zapped from the course into a Google Sheet through an automation tool called Zapier. And now I no longer manually have to copy and paste this information into Excel shell cells. The automation tool is doing this for me, therefore reducing human error. And ever since then, I haven't had any issues with reporting people's information to the Board of Cosmetology here in South Carolina. I've had no other issues with that, because for me, this tool, this artificial intelligence tool, was more reliable than me manually doing things. So while artificial intelligence for many of us is something new, it's something that we're just getting to know, it may be something that it's hard to fully trust, because, you know, it's hard trusting an app to do tasks for our businesses. But the truth is that artificial intelligence can help us to reduce human error. Humans are not perfect. We make a lot of mistakes for a lot of different reasons. If we're distracted, or maybe we just have a lot going on and we just make a simple error. And so by using a robot, a tool that can be more consistent and more reliable than we can, then now all of a sudden we're able to not only make our business more efficient and increase our productivity, but we're also able to streamline our operations and reduce errors so that we don't have to backtrack and fix things. Like even something as simple as having AI write a blog post for you. Now, when you write that blog post, it may be riddled with errors, right? Grammatical errors, punctuation errors, there may be a spelling mistake. But with the AI tools I've been using to write blog posts, even to help me write podcast scripts, I've seen little to no, really zero. I haven't seen, and I'm not even going to say little to no, I've seen zero grammatical or spelling errors in the copy AI is creating for me. It comes out clean. So even with writing copy, AI is helping me to reduce human error. All right, so those are three ways artificial intelligence can help you to improve your business. One, AI can help you to reduce costs and save time. Maybe there are things you pay people to do right now that you can use an artificial intelligence tool to help you with. Number two, artificial intelligence gives you a competitive advantage, a competitive edge. Maybe your competitor isn't responding to messages instantly, and you can if you just use an AI-powered chatbot to interact with your customers. This can help to boost customer loyalty and satisfaction. And then number three, artificial intelligence can help you to reduce error. Humans make mistakes, and it's because we're human. I found that artificial intelligence tools, robots, are more reliable than we can be because they're not distracted and they do exactly what we ask them to do. And you know what? Adding on to point three before I wrap this up, I also want to add that one of the automation tools I use, if there is ever an error with it, the tool actually catches the error and lets me know about it. So a few months ago, I had a little glitch with my automation tool, and immediately the app let me know that there was a glitch. Oh, this didn't paste properly into the cell. It's not accurate. We're letting you know so you can go in and manually fix it, or you can reprocess the automation and we'll fix it for you. So there's no one that notifies me when I make an error. I have to catch it myself. But with an automation tool, the tool will actually let you know when they've made an error, which I think is so cool. So anyways, yeah, that's another reason why I think AI is so cool with helping to reduce human error. So overall, the point I'm really making today is that AI is a powerful, powerful, powerful technology you can use to streamline operations, reduce costs, and increase productivity. The possibilities for using artificial intelligence in business are endless. AI technology can significantly boost your efficiency. And so if you use AI technology strategically, this can help you accomplish your goals in business with less time and less effort. Y'all know here at the Solopreneur Hustle, we are all about earning more while working less. All right. So if you find yourself feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, overworked, up to your neck in work, consider delegating some of these things that are stressing you out to an artificial intelligence tool. And if you want to read up on more about how to delegate and how to use automation to make your business more efficient, then I invite you to check out my book, Earn More, Work Less, which is a solopreneur's guide to building wealth and creating freedom. You can actually get instant access to the digital copy of my book on my website. The link to purchase my book is down below in the description for this episode. And I'm also going to paste the links to some of my favorite AI tools down below in the description for this episode as well. All right, that's all I have for you all today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time. Hey y'all, thanks for listening to this week's episode. To stay connected between episodes, subscribe to our email list using the link in the description for this episode. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Solopreneur Hustle, and don't forget to share the Solopreneur Hustle podcast with a boss friend. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Until next time.